participants. You didn't introduce them.
I'm going to do that now. Oh. So my name is Zach Zappone. I'm 25 years old. Today is Thanksgiving 2015.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking with my grandpa, Dave King. Yeah. And we are recording at my aunt, Aunt Rondi's house in Airway Heights, Washington, right outside Spokane. So, Grandpa, my first question for you is, to someone who's never met you, how would you describe yourself to someone who's never met you? This is a warm-up question.
Huh?
So this is a warm-up question, too.
Okay.
White hair.
White hair, a dimple in my chin, hearing aid, glasses.
Anything that they can't see that you would describe yourself as?
Well, if they can't see it, I can't see it.
That's not true.
Want me to take all my clothes off now?
What kind of person are you? Kind of person? Not take off your clothes.
Oh, okay, you want that?
Yeah, like what kind of person are you to someone?
I'm a pretty easygoing person. A good Republican.
Thank you for that. We'll go on to the next question.
Okay.
Can you tell me a little bit about your parents? What was your life? Your parents.
Oh, my parents?
Yeah, what was your life like growing up?
My parents were hardworking people. My dad came from Germany. My mother came from Scotland. And as I remember, my dad worked all the time and my mother did not work. She was a stay-at-home mom.
So they immigrated to the U.S.?
Yeah.
Where did they meet?
I'm not sure, but I think in New York.
And then did they move out to Washington? And then they had you in Washington, right?
Yes.
That's
I
where
was
you
born in St. Luke's Hospital.
And then what did your dad do for work?
He worked at the Western Pine Manufacturing Company, which is a lumber company.
So what was his job there then?
He was the head of the cutting department.
And so you said that they were hardworking. Mom stayed at home
mm-hmm.
all the time. Let me see. Then we go to the next question. So it brings me to my next question, which is, what were you like as a child? What did you look like? How did you like to spend your time?
I can tell you, probably most of my time was spent... You mean as in the summer, besides after going to school?
Or
I
school.
Went to school, obviously. And I think I got along pretty good in school. I'm average, nothing, you know, just average student. And summertime, I spent most of my time at Cannon Park.
Doing what?
Swimming pool there. Yeah.
Because where did you grow up? Like, where was your house?
Where what?
Where was your house growing up?
From Cannon Park?
No, well, in Spokane.
Oh, it was on Maxwell Street, 1214 Maxwell Street.
1214 Maxwell?
In Spokane.
And did you live there, like,
my whole life? Until I...
Moved out.
Yeah.
And then you go down to Cannon Park to
mm-hmm.
for the
Cannon
summer.
Park was probably 8 to 10 blocks away. Yeah.
Did you have to work in high school?
I worked every summer. In high school. Before then, I had a paper route during the summer. Review, early morning thing. You know, they used to have two papers in Spokane.
Oh, okay.
There was a review, and the Chronicle was at night paper. I did the review.
So you do that before going to school, or just the summer?
No, just in the summer.
Okay.
And then after I got... Well, I was still about 15 and a half in the summertime, and I went to work at the Western Pine.
Because
I had to get a special permit to work in there.
Because you're too young?
I was too young. I had to be 16, and I was only about 15 and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so you went and worked with your dad then?
Yeah.
In that time?
Mm-hmm. At the Western
Pine. Did you like it?
No. I did not like it.
Why not?
It was hard work. It was hotter than heck. And, yeah, it was hard work. And, no, I didn't like it. Didn't take me long to figure out I didn't want to do that. No.
What was it like working with your dad?
Oh, that was no problem. He was the boss, but my daughter's my boss now. What's new? Seems like all the time it's my family's my boss. You know, you're not. I suppose you're my boss now.
I don't know. Not yet.
Oh, not yet. Okay, that's all I know.
So what was your childhood home like? The house on Maxwell.
What was it like?
Yeah. Who all lived there?
Well, best I can remember is that both of my brothers were quite a bit older than me, so they weren't there when I was.
How much older are they?
Oh, let's see. One was 10 and one was about 12 years.
Oh, okay. That sounds quite a bit older.
They were pretty well gone when I got there. And it was just basically me and my sister, and then she was older than me by about 4. And it was just basically her and I, so.
And then your parents?
And my parents.
And you graduated high school in 1957? 57?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you were growing up in late 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I can remember when TV came into Spokane.
Oh, what was that like?
Very poor.
Did you guys get a TV right away?
No, probably not for a year after it came into Spokane. But when TV first came into Spokane, it'd go off the air about 6 o'clock at night.
Because there's nothing on at that point?
Test pattern, that was it. Yeah.
Oh, well, but you guys had a TV a year after it came to Spokane.
I'd say about a year, yeah.
And were you in high school then or younger?
No, I think I was in junior high school.
Yeah. Were you excited to get a TV?
Yeah, I guess I was excited. It was pretty poor, but it was a TV. Yeah. Before, you want me to tell you before we had a TV?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, there used to be a place up on Monroe Street that sold TVs. And they had a back room with a TV in it. And so they'd let the kids go in there and watch TV. Say they stayed open till 9 at night. And so we could lay down and go in and lay on the floor and watch TV till they closed.
Did you have to pay to do that? Or
no.
And they just let you in?
Yeah, just let us in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I feel like today someone would charge you to do that.
Nah, they might not, but we never paid.
Did you have your own bedroom growing up?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what did your bedroom look like? What kind of things were in it?
The house we were in had sloped ceilings upstairs.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it wasn't this type of thing. It'd be like... It was the type of framing that all the... So, it was only a few places in the front, in the room you could stand up. Because as soon as you started to walk towards the wall, the ceiling sloped. So, it was pretty cozy. But that was my room.
Did you have, like, a twin bed? Or a queen?
No, I had a double bed.
Oh, double.
But no heat.
No heat?
No heat.
All winter?
All winter.
So it's kind of like now with the windstorm. Yeah.
No heat. And then, of course, in summertime upstairs, it got to be about 150.
Uh-huh.
So we had a sun porch down on the lower level, and I'd move down there in the summertime.
What'd you do with no heat? How did you stay warm?
Tried to stay warm.
How?
Well, you just pile on some blankets. About the old flannel sheet deal?
Yeah.
Well, that we had the flannel sheets and then the pile on some blankets.
Did you have carpet floors or wood floors?
I had no.
Wouldn't that be cold on your feet in the morning?
Well, of course it would. Yeah, it'd be cold on my feet in the morning and then at night too. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. It beats sleeping outside. Let's put it that way.
Did you have any, like, posters in your bedroom or, like,
no,
things around the wall?
No, I can't remember any of that. You know, not having TV, if you're talking about, like, sports-type posters, we didn't know nothing about these pro sports and that stuff because, or even much about college sports because there was no TV. So
you didn't have a favorite sports team to follow back then?
I didn't even really know too many of them. Because, you'd hear about Washington State or the Huskies or something like that. But, as far as talking about Notre Dame and Wisconsin and all this kind of stuff, no. You didn't even, you just didn't hear of them because it wasn't a TV thing.
Tell me about your grandparents.
Do you know? I don't know.
Did you ever meet them?
No.
Because your parents came from Europe then.
No, I don't know. I have no idea about them.
Did you ever want to meet them?
I guess not particularly. No.
Did your parents ever keep in contact with them or talk about them?
Not much, no. Pretty thin. Uh-huh. Yeah, no. I'd say no. Not very much.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So then that would be kind of strange that you could...
Hmm?
It's kind of strange that I have a grandpa that I can talk to about.
Well, yeah.
Because it wasn't like that.
It didn't work that way then. And, you know, just like we were saying, you know, communications weren't too great. We didn't have this kind of stuff to deal with.
Can I send him a Facebook message real quick?
No.
Text message?
No.
Or even FaceTime him where you could be like, hey, lucky how's it going?
We'd be lucky if we had a telephone that you could, you know.
Yeah.
Or a typewriter, that was a big deal. Yeah, you don't even know what a typewriter is, probably.
I've played on them.
Have you?
Not used them for real, but I've played
with
them.
In Mexico, they have used them a lot.
Do they still?
There's typewriters still. You've seen them, haven't you, down there?
They have computers, too.
some of the first ones that came out.
Yeah.
Right?
No, they have regular computers, too.
Yeah, they're pretty old.
Okay. This is a fun question.
It is.
What was the worst thing you did growing up? As a kid, did you ever do anything to get in trouble, or were you always behaving?
Oh, yeah, I probably did. But I can't. I don't know anything worse.
Or anything
probably
bad.
Got in trouble smoking, maybe.
Smoking?
Smoking.
In high school?
Probably before.
Oh, before.
Yeah. My mother didn't care for that.
Were you a regular smoker?
No.
Or just like with your friends?
No. Not regular, no. My friends, we had to have a little puff.
In like middle school? So like 12 years old?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, maybe a little high school too. It seemed like when I hit high school, the guys I ran around with started separating, you know, and going different directions, and I lost contact with quite a bit of them. Yeah. But, you know, we still get together, a bunch of us.
From high school?
Oh, yeah. No. These kids that were living in the neighborhood that I was in. We get together about twice a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think that you guys still do that?
So we stay with each other, communicate, and know what this guy's doing and that guy's doing, and, you know, just know what they're doing.
And does everyone still live in Spokane for the most part?
Some do. We had one big deal where the ones even out of town all came. I mean, we basically had about 30 people.
Wow.
And they were coming from all over. That was probably the biggest deal, where we had all these, you know, the ones that we were friends with. Yeah.
I don't think you hear about that very much today, where people in their neighborhood growing up would stay.
We still do it probably twice a year. Yeah. But, you know, we just get the ones we can. The ones from out of town don't come.
Yeah.
But we get the ones we can. Yeah.
In high school, what sorts of things did you do in high school?
What?
What sorts of things did you do in high school? Did you do sports or anything?
Yeah, I did some sports, yeah. I played some football, and I did some track.
What events?
Cross country. Oh, geez, I can't remember.
Like all running? Or
probably
did you
some
do?
Sprints or something. I can't remember for sure. I did the cross country thing.
We were both cross-country runners.
Yeah, you too. And
did you like running?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, because you ran later too, right?
Yeah, I ran. I ran some marathons, remember?
Yeah.
And yeah, I liked it. But I don't know. Other than that, I didn't play basketball because, geez, you know, North Central was big.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some big kids. And I was not a big kid. So... I didn't play basketball. I played basketball at that time. They had the church leagues and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know, and I played that kind of basketball, but I didn't play school basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else was North Central like back in the 50s?
Well, you know, it was the old three-story building.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just... I'll tell you how bad it was at that time and how old it was. These were granite floors, and the steps going up, I mean, like, you walked three stories, you didn't start looking for no elevator. And you were hoofing it.
Yeah.
And it was so bad that in these granite stairs, they were carved out where people walked so many times. Yeah. That's pretty
it's getting old.
And I can remember when they built, they called it the new gym. Did you know that? Ever hear of it?
Well, we have the new gym now, no, which is not that name.
The new gym. It was down by that Greek Orthodox church. You remember that?
Yeah. That's still there.
Yeah. And I guess, yeah, it is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And that was the big deal. New gym.
And now it's not there.
And you know North Central had a swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yes.
So did you have to, was that part of PE? Like swimming
no.
in PE?
No.
It was just like
I don't think if I remember right, I never got in it.
No.
But I know they had one, but I didn't get involved anything that involved swimming, you know.
Were there groups of students like the stereotypes, like the jocks, the popular girls?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Sure there was. There was, you know, one's popular and one big athletes that were better than others and, you know, this type, just like now.
Did you have a group? Were you part of a group?
No, I wasn't that good at any of that stuff. I don't think. And, you know, all the clubs and stuff they got now, we didn't have them, you know, like you guys have in school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you do with the kids and that, we didn't have that stuff. So it hadn't been invented, I guess.
You know? Until later.
Yeah, later.
So you did some sports, but you didn't work during the school year.
Didn't what?
You didn't work during the school year.
No.
Just,
I didn't.
Just
no.
the summers.
No, summers I did. Every summer I did. Clear, even, you know, like I say, after, from junior high school on, when I had the newspaper route.
Oh, this is a cool one. Did you have a nickname?
Have a what?
A nickname.
No.
No one ever gave you a nickname?
Davy.
Davy?
Davy.
Who called you Davy?
My mother. Oh. Yeah. That's what they call me now. At work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you know, we all got a box thing where if they want, you got any papers, they put them in your box, you know. So what my is on name is on my box, Davy. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. You've seen it, Grant, haven't you?
I have seen it.
Yeah.
What was your relationship like with your parents?
Good. My mother more than my dad. You know, he wasn't, probably I wasn't the greatest with him, but my mother, yes. Yeah.
What were their names?
Who?
Your parents.
Adam and Laura.
Adam and Laura.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
That's their name.
And then, so did you move out right after high school? Or did you stay?
No. I stayed there probably for about a year, maybe a year and a half, something like that.
And then, because then you started working, right, after high school?
Yeah, I started, as soon as I got out of high school, I went into the apprenticeship program for plumbing.
Okay.
You know, put the 5-year apprenticeship in and all that it takes.
And then is that when you started to sometimes, because then you worked in Pullman too, right?
Yeah, I did work in Pullman, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was for plumbing?
Yeah, or? Plumbing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Different companies. This is out of, what are you laughing about?
I hope that there's a good answer for this one.
Oh, you hope it's a good answer.
Uh-huh. Are there any funny stories people tell about you from when you were growing up?
I don't have any idea.
Is there anything that you did that was funny that people always said?
Let's just say if they do, I don't know about it.
You try to forget those memories?
No.
The embarrassing things?
I suppose there is or something, but I don't know about them. Huh.
But you never got in big trouble growing up?
No. No. I mean, I wasn't in jail or anything. Is that what you mean? Is that the kind of thing you're looking for?
No.
No?
What was your relationship like with your siblings? So your older
brother?
Well,
like I told you, my two brothers were quite a bit older. They were in the service.
Okay.
You know, one in the Coast Guard, one in the Navy. And my sister was a little, she was about 4 years ahead of me, and we were fine, her and I, but honestly, I didn't see my two brothers very much.
Even when you, after you grew up, did you see them very much?
Yeah, afterwards I did, yeah, I'd see them quite a bit, probably Doug more than Norm, But, yeah, we were okay then, but I just didn't see them, you know, during, because they were so much older.
Mm.
Yeah, and they were out of there. They'd, you know, come home on leave and that when they were in the service, but...
How come you didn't join the service?
You know, I really don't have a good answer. If I had it to do over, yes, I would.
Really?
I would.
Why?
Because I think it's the best deal in the world. I really do. I think that if a guy goes in and gets them 20 years in, pretty tough to beat it. You know, retirement for 40 more years or whatever.
Hmm.
I ain't getting it now. That's what Grant ought to do. Go in the service, get them 20 years in, and pretty tough to beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll take care of you, you know. You know.
Yeah, they do.
You're well taken care of.
Benefits, GI Bill, all
that. Yeah, yeah. You probably know all about more than I do.
Do you have any vivid memories of school? Like anything that happened at school that you just remember clearly?
No. You know, as far as football games, we'd play right there at North Central.
Oh.
Or if it was an away game, maybe we'd play at Rogers or, you know, whatever school was. But no.
Did you have any teachers or other adults that had a big impact on you? They're like mentors?
No, not that I can remember. None that I was greatly fond of. You know, they were all average. That's as high as I'd go with them. I can't say of any I knew that were, you know, outstanding.
Did you go to prom?
Yeah.
What did you wear?
Boy, you know, Zachary, this is quite a few years back here, bud.
Is it?
Huh?
It wasn't last year?
Was it last year? No, I don't think so. The best I could tell you is the suit and what color, I have no idea.
Do you know where it was at, your prom?
No.
Was it? Did they have proms at the high school then, or were they out?
No, I didn't. It wasn't at the high school, but I can't tell you where.
Huh.
No.
So then I'm guessing.
I just.
Do you remember who you went with?
Oh, sure. Well, no, I don't. First, it was Mary. You know.
You went to prom with her?
Yeah.
Because she went to LC.
She went to LC, yeah. And before that, it was. I can't remember the girl's name because, see, I didn't hook up with her until probably my junior year.
Okay.
So, I can't. I don't know.
This is one of my favorite ones.
I bet.
Do you remember your first kiss?
God, no.
Too many to remember?
Zachary, you know how old I am?
You don't remember?
No.
Well, you're probably smoking cigarettes and kissing girls when you're 10 years old.
That could be. I'll have to tell Ron that you thought you were coming up here and trying to make a Democrat out of me.
Oh, no. let's hear. If you could go back and relive your teenager years, would you do it?
Would I do it or would I do it different?
Both, I guess.
I'd probably do it different.
You would do it different?
Yeah, I probably would.
What would you do different?
I was okay with them. I mean, I look back on it and say, yeah, I was okay with it, but... Well, that didn't be my teenage years, but I would definitely have gone in the service.
In service?
Yeah. Yeah. If I had it to do over, yeah. I don't know, my teenage years, I'm sure there's things that could have been done different, you know, like everybody, but I was pleased with them. I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What... So you've never, have you ever left the United States?
Oh, yeah. You mean like Mexico and that?
Oh, so you've been to Mexico,
yeah,
right? And you've been on cruises.
Yeah, about three times, I guess.
But never Europe? Or have you been to, Europe?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever wanted to go?
I suppose I could. Right now, I'm not too fond of going anywhere. Getting my head blown off. You know? There seems to be a lot of unrest here.
As long as you're not in Russian airplanes, I think we're okay right now.
Do I have a desire to go anywhere?
You didn't want to go to your parents' hometowns or countries?
Not
Germany,
no.
Switzerland?
No.
Why not?
I mean, if you said, yeah, I'll pay my way, I'll go. But, I mean, for me to say, I'm going to save up enough money to go, no, I have no desire for that. But, yeah, if you want to give me the money, I'll go.
Okay? Makes it a lot easier.
Sure, it makes it a lot easier. But, no, I don't want to. I don't know. I'm just be content to take another cruise up to Alaska.
Yeah, that seems cool.
Yeah, I've been there. I've liked it. On the cruise, you know, it's nice. I'd like to go that again.
Did you ever live anywhere besides Eastern Washington?
No, I didn't. This is pretty much it.
Have you ever wanted to live anywhere else?
Have
you ever thought about living anywhere else? Or
I'm okay here. No. I mean, you know, I can't say, gee, I'd rather go here or there. I'm okay. I'm content here.
What do you like about it here?
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably the fact that it isn't too fast living. You know, it's pretty moderate pace, I'd say. Not slow, but maybe moderate. That's okay with me. You can go to places where you're not surrounded with a million people. I like that idea. And, I don't know, I've just been here my whole life, so I'll finish it out here, you know?
Yeah. Did your parents ever say why they came to Spokane, or?
No. If they did, I didn't hear it. No.
Because they could have gone anywhere.
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. But apparently they didn't.
Yeah.
No, I never heard them say they wish they'd have went somewhere else.
Do you know why they left their countries?
No. Well, I could probably say my dad because of the war.
So he came over like during World War I and II?
Yeah.
Or two.
He probably.
Well, you were born when?
When? 39.
So right when Hitler was.
I don't know the whole story behind it. I'm just guessing that was probably as much a reason as anything.
Were your brothers born in the United States, or were they?
Oh, yeah, no, they're born right here. My whole family was. My brothers and sisters, anyway. Yeah, they were all born here in Spokane. Mm. Yep.
What are your hopes and dreams for my children, or my children's children?
For you?
For me and my children, we'll say that. Me and my children.
Okay, you really want me to tell you?
Well, besides me becoming a Republican, you can keep dreaming about that.
We got to hope we get a Republican administration in there so we can get this country straightened up for people like your kids.
So what things need to be better then?
The economy. Get this terrorism thing out of the way. Better living of all kinds, I'd say, of any kind. Just a better, cleaner life where you know where you're not going to have somebody shoot you on the street. You know, better security. You know, you don't know now what you're going to get. True?
Yeah. Mass shootings is a huge issue.
Yeah.
Have you learned any important life lessons that I should know?
That you should know.
That you should tell me. Any important life lessons for me?
No.
In all your years of living?
No. Don't smoke.
It's bad for you.
That one, you probably knew that one. No, I can't say that I know anything to tell you. That. Don't smoke, don't drink.
So no, live a clean life.
Huh?
Live a clean life.
Live a clean life, yeah.
You've always worked really hard.
You already do.
Yeah.
Huh?
You've always worked really hard.
Oh, yeah.
You started working in
before
high school, and you still work today. You've never stopped working.
Yeah, I have. You know, I have. I've pretty much worked my whole life. I tried to retire, but your friend Mr. Obama took care of me.
You know it started with Mr. Bush when the economy tanked. That's
no.
When it started, Grandpa.
No, it didn't. That's all right. You keep believing that. I'm going to get you straight on some of this stuff. All right.
We'll go back and watch some football. Yeah.
Huh?
Thank you.
See, we shouldn't be talking like that.